experience is definitely the best way I can describe it, and this is what I found kind of works, is it's a loud, big magic show with, you know, a live band, rock concert lighting, pyrotechnics, special effects, and magic tricks. And it's perfect for young kids, it's perfect for teenage kids, it's perfect for date couples, and it's perfect for, you know, grandma and grandpa. And so all of that basically makes it a show for people that love magic shows, and it also makes it a great show for people that hate magic shows. That's the best way I can describe it.
Ooh, I love that last part. Why is it such a great show for people who hate magic?
Because it's not really, a magic show in that it's, you know, a contest of us against the audience, of try and catch us, try and figure it out. Because that's not what it's about. It's just about, you know, letting go and having a good time. And the show moves too fast for it to even be about that. You know, it's a fast-moving show. One act is on, the next act is off, and et cetera. You know, it's constantly in this sort of, like, rotation, you know, of performers. And I think audiences are genuinely surprised. Because I get tweets and Facebook posts and emails and stuff from people all the time saying, like, you know, well, first of all, there hasn't been a big magic show or any real magic show like this on tour for a long time, really since Copperfield. So everybody, unfortunately, has been force-fed magic on TV. And unfortunately, there's a lot of bad magic on TV. And people just think, like, it's all camera tricks or it's all set up or it's just bad. You can't watch it. It's boring or something. So to experience it live is something that I think we're, as the Illusionists, bringing a revival or helping a revival of magic in a live performance sense where people can see it live. It's not through their TV screen, it's through their computer monitor. And I think that, you know, that catches them off guard and they kind of forget and realize, like, oh my God, this is live. You know, I just saw that 2 inches from me, you know. So I don't want to give away any spoilers in the show either, but there's a lot of aspects of the show, I think, that pull on different emotions too, which, you know, and because of that, it's not about, you know, I'm going to fool you with this and you're not going to figure it out, because that's not what it's about. We really pull on, you know, there's fear, there's suspense, there's comedy, there's, you know, you might be crying 1 minute, you know, from laughter, you might be crying 1 minute because there's an emotional part. You might just not know how to react because you're so stunned and, you know, you're just blown away, you know. There's all these elements that come together with the show that we really try and tick every box as we're doing the show, and I think we've done okay.